You know, we had our chickens and eggs and milk and butter and all kinds of various canned stuff and dried beans and peas and canned everything and peaches and apples. And
what did you have to buy though? You must have had to buy something, didn't you?
We had to buy. Now, Daddy went to the mill. We'd have to come to the mill. Big turns of corn. He had a corn sheller.
Uh-huh.
And there's big turns of corn, big sacks of corn, and he'd have to bring them over here to Hurricane Mills or carry them to Bridge Landing.
Well, we went to Hurricane Mills last time we were here.
Yeah. And so Elvin and I went with him one time to Bridge Landing. They'd shell peanuts up there then. They had a peanut sheller and they'd shell peanuts. And the roads were so bad, big chuck holes in them, you know, and you couldn't get through them in the summertime, wintertime hardly. And he'd go early before the roads got too bad, and he'd bring them turns of corn home, maybe five or six big tall sacks of meal, and he'd put them in a flour barrel in the smokehouse. The smokehouse had a dirt floor.
Yeah.
And Mother would get great big old flint rocks and wash them off and put them all in among that meal, you know, to keep it cool.
Is that what it did? It kept it cool?
Mm-hmm. Them rocks kept it cool, and it was on the ground in the smokehouse too.
And you could keep it almost all winter.
And, yeah, keep it all spring that way, till all winter till spring. And we made soap. We take the ashes and put them in an ash hopper. Now the ash hopper was made in this shape, you know,
kind of
and down here was in a trough.
Like a V, yes.
Yeah. And it covered that over in the wintertime so the rain couldn't rain in it. And in the spring then, my mother would put a kettle in under that trough to have a hole dug out under there and pour water on them ashes, and the lye would run down that trough in that kettle. And she'd put it in a big wash kettle and cook it and make lye soap.
And you had enough for the time?
Yeah,
of year,
had a big barrel. She'd have a big barrel full of lye soap.
But didn't you have to cook it with grease dripping?
Yeah, had to cook it with grease or a hog, chitlins, you know. We'd clean them, you know, and save them. And the bones, you know, where she'd cook or cut off in the hams and shoulders and things like that. Put them in there and let it be. And she'd take a feather? This lye, you know. She'd take a feather and rub up and down in that lye, and if it eat all of that feather off in that stem, why, it was a little bit strong.
I can imagine. Okay, I want to ask you one question that I'm interested in. Just personally, I saw Jimmy had some potatoes this morning. Let's start right here. Potatoes this morning. How would you keep potatoes all year so they wouldn't rot?
He'd put them in the garden and put a shelter over them and put grass under them and grass all over them, and then lay boards all around that, and it was in a kind of little house of thing and top on them to keep the rain off.
But wouldn't they get rotten?
Uh-uh.
And how long could you keep them?
Keep them all winter.
Isn't that amazing?
And turnips, he'd hold up turnips the same way. Pull turnips up and put them in a grass, you know, and cover grass over them, cover them up, so the rain couldn't get to them. And he'd have a row of cabbage, and he'd take a turning plow and bend them cabbage over and take a turning plow and cover them up.
They just leave them there?
They'd lay grass over them and then cover them up, and they'd have the prettiest white-headed cabbage all winter.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, why don't you mark this off? Should go down there.
Got mark in the book?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Granny, we've got a bunch of questions here. And
okay.
What this is different people call different things by different names and in different parts of the country. And we just want to know what you call different things, okay? So.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'll read off some sentences and
okay.
You tell me what you call it.
Okay.
When you got a fireplace, and you know that place out in front of the fireplace,
yeah.
What do you call that?
Hearth.
A hearth, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the smoke goes up. What
goes up the chimney.
Goes up the chimney,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Granny, did you have is that the way you heated your house?
Uh-huh.
Did you have one chimney or two?
Just one.